Trump's aid cut risks causing 14 million deaths, report finds, date modified colon 2025-07-01T01:5532.295Z, description colon the figure from The Lancet, a leading medical journal, includes 700,000 child deaths globally a year. Trump global aid cuts risk 14 million deaths in 5 years, report says, 3 hours ago, save, Stuart Lau BBC News, save, Reuters, Donald Trump's move to cut most of the U.S. funding towards foreign humanitarian aid could cause more than 14 million additional deaths by 2030, according to research published in The Lancet Medical Journal on Monday. A third of those at risk of premature deaths are children, the research finds. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said in March that President Trump's administration had canceled over 80% of all programs at the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID. For many low- and middle-income countries, the resulting shock would be comparable in scale to a global pandemic or a major armed conflict, Davide Raisala, who co-authored the Lancet report, said in a statement, the funding cuts risk abruptly halting, and even reversing, 2 decades of progress in health among vulnerable populations, added Raisala, a researcher at the Barcelona Institute for Global Health. The report comes as dozens of world leaders are meeting in the Spanish city of Seville this week for a United Nations-led aid conference, the biggest one in a decade. Looking back over data from 133 nations, the team of researchers estimated that USAID funding had prevented 91 million deaths in developing countries between 2001 and 2021. They also used modeling to project how funding being slashed by 83%, the figure announced by the U.S. government earlier this year, could affect death rates. The cuts could lead to more than 14 million avoidable deaths by 2030, the projections found. That number included over 4.5 million children under the age of 5 or around 700,000 child deaths a year. The Trump administration, previously led by billionaire Elon Musk's cost-cutting initiative, aimed to shrink the federal workforce. It has also accused USAID of supporting liberal projects, Reuters, the U.S., by far the world's largest humanitarian aid provider, has operated in more than 60 countries, largely through contractors. According to Rubio, there were still approximately 1,000 remaining programs that would be administered more effectively under the U.S. State Department and in consultation with Congress. Still, the situation on the ground has not been improving, according to UN workers. Last month, a UN official told the BBC that hundreds of thousands of people were slowly starving in Kenyan refugee camps after U.S. funding cuts reduced food rations to their lowest ever levels. At a hospital in Kakuma, in northwestern Kenya, the BBC witnessed a baby who could barely move and was showing signs of malnutrition, including having parts of her skin wrinkled and peeling, U.S. and Canada Donald Trump.